This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, our intern Caroline is in studio this morning, and the unthinkable happened with her neighbor. The unthinkable, and they won't make it up to her.
Let's give a trigger warning here, because we're going to be talking about pet loss, and I think that's important to note here.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
So I have a resentment that's just building, and I need some legal advice on what to do with it.
Okay, lawyers. So, all right, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW.
Please. Emotional distress, like full on. So I went to go get my mail one day, and I have this beautiful, I'm a purebred snob, so I have a beautiful Yorkie, black and white, 4.5 pounds, named Kelso. And we had gone out for a walk to go get mail, and I see my neighbor coming up because I live towards the end of a cul-de-sac. So he's coming up. So I grab Kelso up, pick him up. I see the car pass by. Okay. Set the dog down. All is well. So then I hear my neighbor 2 houses down get in his truck, and he immediately pulled out of his driveway speeding. And we live on like an incline, so it was hard to go fast up the hill. So he starts going up the hill, and I'm in the road telling him to stop. Like, hands up, stop. There's my dog.
Your dog's out in the road at this
yes.
point?
Okay. He is full on running because he lugged trucks. I don't know. He just wanted to run that day. I don't know. So he did, and he did not stop, and it literally ran right over my dog right in front of my face.
No.
And
no.
I'm so sorry. I was like 9 months postpartum. So my hormones were already raging, and said a few cuss words and ran inside, got my husband. And
that had to have been traumatizing.
It was awful.
Oh, yeah. It sounds awful.
He was 4.5 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh,
I mean,
I brought
him with me here today, so.
Oh!
Are you serious? Oh. His ashes are here?
Yeah, his ashes
are
here.
Until we meet again at the Rainbow Bridge. No, do it with her holding it.
I was so distraught. The whole week was just like blur to me. And
how long ago was this?
A couple months ago.
Okay.
And me and my husband were actually about to get married too. So it was just awful all the way around. And so I ended up financing the dog for $5,500. And I just paid him off in November. And I missed this dog. It was my firstborn. Mm-hmm. Like, that was my firstborn baby. Like, I went through so much with him. And
so how did the driver of the truck react?
Oh, he just offered a shovel and said sorry and drove off.
Shut up.
I'm not even lying.
Seriously?
I'm not even lying.
That was it?
That was it.
Never came back, knocked on the door, said so sorry.
The wife never came to the door, nothing.
Wow.
And
I can't believe that.
Funny story. So the man who ran over the dog was one of my friends growing up. It's her in-laws.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't find that funny, just for the record.
No.
You thought that was going to be funny. That's
it did.
So what is the legal advice that you're asking for?
Can I sue for emotional distraught?
I think you have another route. I'm not a lawyer, but technically pets are personal property. Pets are your property. So he damaged your property, and I think you have a route that way at least to recoup some funds.
Even if the pet was in the road.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
That's where I looked up Georgia laws. They have to be on a leash.
Yeah, you're not going to win that case, I don't think. I don't think yet.
Did he stop? Could it be a hit and run?
He stopped, but then offered the shovel and then just drove off and left my dog right there.
You should be able to sue for the callousness of just like saying, here's a shovel. It almost is like the dude had like some kind of vendetta against you, like something. Here's a shovel? Who does that?
Well, what's it been like interacting with him since?
Oh, I just give him the finger every time he goes by. It's good for you.
Now he's going to sue you for
emotional distress. I just call him a dog killer, and I have no interaction with him. I just have no use for him.
So
yeah, I don't know. I don't think you can sue for, because, like, you know, 55. Yeah, that's in the fact that you financed, et cetera. Yeah. But I think because the dog was off leash in the road, I don't know if you have any recourse.
Right. I'm guessing you don't.
But if he's driving recklessly and you can prove that he was speeding,
and there's a ton of kids that live in our neighborhood too. So I mean, it is always busy with kids running up and down the road, dogs running up and down the road, and it's not uncommon for this road. It's a very, very common road in Hall County.
What kind of human doesn't apologize? Get out! I would be just as distraught.
Oh, I'd
get out of the truck crying. Like, I am so sorry.
He didn't even shed a tear. No tear.
And did he drive off or did he at least stop?
He stopped, offered a shovel, said sorry, and then got back in his truck and went
on. Damn.
Nothing happened.
This is such a failure of the American legal system. Of all the things you can sue for in this country, and we can't recoup your dead dog's funds. I'm mad.
Well, I think because of the leash thing. That's
my concern.
It's the leash thing.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Thank you for bringing Kelso in.
Like, he's here.
There he is.
Kelso's here.
He's so tiny.
Damn.
4.5 pounds.
Sometimes people suck, man.
Best Yorkie ever alive.
Yeah.
That one's definitely the a-hole.
Yeah.
No debate.
No question. How did we get into this the other day when I asked the question? That when most women say that they wish they would have had a more of a sleut period when they were younger, or do you think that most women would say that they wish they slept with less people?
Because it was a conversation I was having, getting a pedicure with a friend, and we were talking about it during a spot break, and you decided to bring it up on the air.
That's right. And you realize that your friend was like pure as the driven snow, and you are quite a sleut.
We were talking about how we wish we would have hoed it up more when we were single and had the opportunity to do so. And
I just had a really random thought. You remember Game of Thrones when they thought he was saying hoed it up?
Oh, Hodor?
Yeah, Hodor. He was actually saying hoed it up more.
No.
Hoed it up more.
No, Hodor was not saying that. So we were, of course, when we were talking about that, like, yeah, I wish I would have experienced, you know, and just played, blah, 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 blah. And of course, our numbers came out and she told me hers and she went first and then she told me her number and I was like,
did you lie and bring your number down?
Virgin Mary. No, I was honest with my number. But, like, it was multiples of hers.
And you still wanted more.
Did the technician that was working on you put on another mask after that?
She slowly pushed her chair away from my feet.
So I asked you the question, like, if you lined up 100 women, what would the percentage of women say that they wish that they would have slept with more people before they ended up meeting their husband? And I think you said, like, they'd say 75%.
That was mine, 75%.
So I put it on Twitter and I put it on Instagram, and both were pretty similar. About 48.3% said more and 51.7% said less. So it was split right down the middle.
Really close.
Yeah.
But that's still a high number of 50% of women to be like, yeah, I wish I would have hoed it up more.
It is a high number.
All right. So our email that you guys sent in is, she's been dating this guy for 2 weeks. She just found out her bestie has had feelings for him for a while. So now she's thinking she should dump this guy or not. Kristen's got the email.
I've been dating a new guy for about 2 weeks. He's a friend of a friend. Let's call him Tom. Back in the fall, he started hanging out with our friend group. I would see him like once a week when we would all hang out. I thought he was attractive, but also thought he had a girlfriend. He asked me out about 2 weeks ago. After realizing that I was wrong and he was single, I agreed to go out with him. We've now gone out 3 times. I think he really likes me, and I like him too. But it's still very early, and I'm just kind of getting to know him. However, so far, things seem promising. Well, 2 nights ago, my best friend and I had a bit of a fight. She'd been acting kind of cold and rude towards me the last few weeks, and I finally called her out on it. After a bit of denial on her end about it, about how she'd been acting, she finally confessed that she has had a huge crush on Tom ever since he started hanging out with us.
Aww.
She said she never told me because she could tell that he liked me. She tried to get past it, but she says she hasn't been able to and has developed really strong feelings for him. She said, knowing we've been dating has been painful. So she's trying to be happy for me, but just kind of sucks for her. My question is, do I break things off with Tom? I mean, she means way more to me than someone I've only gone out with 3 times. However, even if I did stop seeing him, there's no guarantee that they'll ever go out.
Ooh. I'm always in that friend position. I'm always the girl that gets chosen over because I just have really incredible friends. I mean, they are hot and they are smart and they are talented. And so I know how much this sucks.
Not anymore.
Yeah. New nose, new you.
That's why I paid for it. Yep. Now they're going to be the ones getting rejected. But so I really feel for your friend here. But at the same time, it's so unfair to you because it's not your fault. Like, you did nothing. You know, if you really like this guy and it's going well, just because she has feelings for him doesn't mean that you shouldn't be able to go out with him. So I think you just need to have a candid conversation and you need to be as, I don't want to say forceful, but you need to be as blunt as possible. Because I know that women never say what they really, really feel or really mean. So you have to sit down with her and say, be honest with me. Do you want me to break things off with Tom if you don't really see that much of a future with him? If you want to see where things go, if you think it could be casual, that's fine. But really get her feelings on it and see if she speaks up and is honest with you.
Interested to see if there's a gender difference here. Well, how would you handle it, Mo?
I don't think she should stop seeing him at all.
Really?
I think you know, she had a crush on him. I understand it. She never said that. She never led with that. And at the end of the day, it's really about what Tom wants. It's not so much about what they want, because if Tom chose and Tom wants to be with the friend, then I just think that should be the end of it. And she has to kind of deal with that.
Now, the way I would look at this, because again, and I think so, if he wanted to go out with her, he would ask her out.
Exactly.
So do I think Tom's interested in her and they're ever going to be together? Probably unlikely. Now, if you don't want things to be uncomfortable and you want to, like, do a solid for your friend and you're not that interested in Tom, then yeah, don't go out with him anymore.
That's the key for me, is like, how interested am I in this guy, right? You've only gone out 3 times. Is it going to work for you? If you're not too attached to him, I think I'd just back out of it and go, okay, go for it.
Yeah, because it's not worth jeopardizing the friendship or making your friend feel uncomfortable.
Well, I think that's the hard part, is it's the early stages. So, like, she does like him, but she doesn't know where things are going to go. So right. It's not fair.
The Burt Show.